He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Christian Network. And this morning we have Dr. Shravi Key. And we're going to be talking about her book that she wrote with her sister called Soul of a Tiger. And it's a story, really, of their mother and her experience in Cambodia, in the killing fields of Cambodia, where between 1975 and 1979, almost a quarter of the population was slaughtered. It was really a program of population control, and America did absolutely nothing. Oh, we could go to fight over there in Vietnam, fight almost a 10-year no-win war, lost 58,000 people. But when they were slaughtering the people of Cambodia, why, of course, we stood by and did absolutely nothing. And what happened in Cambodia is one of the great tragedies of modern time. So without further ado, let me introduce our special guest, Shravi Key, and go right ahead. Why don't you tell our listeners the background of your book and the story that you want to get forward about the great tragedy that unfolded in Cambodia?
Good morning, Dr. Monty. Thank you so much for having me on your show. It's such a privilege.
Well, it's wonderful to have you. Go right ahead.
Thank you.
This doctor, has a wonderful, wonderful background. We won't talk too much about that, but she is a physician, came to America, got her medical degree and is practiced. But why don't we talk about the background of the book? Because it's an amazing story about an amazing woman, and that was your mother.
That's true. That's right, Dr. Montes. So Soul of a Tiger is the name of the book, and it's the story of my mom's life, about how she grew up in Cambodia as a young woman in that era, and the struggles she went through, how she worked hard to achieve her dreams, but her hard work by her own self and her ability really wasn't enough to achieve it, and it was really by the grace of God that that she was able to achieve her dreams. And then it tells about the story of our family, me, my sister, my mom, and my dad, and how we survived the killing fields, which is a time period in Cambodia where 3 million people were slaughtered. And it tells about how our family came to know Christ. The book starts with my mom growing up in Cambodia as a young woman there in a society where it really wasn't acceptable for women to be educated. They didn't really have the same opportunities. And it was my mom's dream as a young woman to become a teacher. That was her dream, was to get an education and to become a teacher. And her father didn't approve of that, and the culture didn't approve of that, because he thought an education would just make a woman uppity and insubordinate to her husband. And that was just the culture that she was raised in. But she had to really struggle and fight to achieve her dream to get an education and to become a teacher. However, the irony is that once she achieved that dream and she became a teacher, then the country fell to, was overthrown and fell to the power of the Khmer Rouge. And the Khmer Rouge, led by Pol Pot, started a brutal, brutal 4-year regime known as the Killing Fields. This is one of the worst genocides in the history of humankind. During this time period, being educated was a crime. Anyone who was a teacher, a doctor, a lawyer, a police officer, a government official was targeted for execution. And this is partly because they believed that if someone was educated, then they would have the means and the knowledge to stand up against the regime. So they targeted all intellectuals. So during that time period, my mom had to hide her identity and hide the fact that she had finally achieved this work, and she had to struggle to just survive the just the very bare necessities of life were not available to us because people were starving, people were in enforced labor, and people were being tortured. One of the most famous places during the Khmer Rouge regime is a place known as S21. And this was a high school, a former high school in Cambodia, institution of higher learning, where they transformed that building into a place, a center for torture, where they took people to be tortured and killed. That was just one of the hallmarks of how brutal this regime was. And there were multiple times during these 4 years where my mom's identity was revealed because someone snitched on her and told the communists that she was a teacher. And normally people would get killed for that once their identity is revealed, but it really is by the grace of God that just miracle after miracle happened to intervene to save her life. And this is all in the book, Soul of a Tiger. I encourage all the listeners to go out and read it because it is so inspiring. It really is, shows how undeniable God's miracles are in our lives. After surviving these 4 years in the killing field, the Khmer Rouge were overthrown in 1979. And at that time, Cambodia had been destroyed. The entire infrastructure was gone, Dr. Monteith. There was nothing left. The schools, the hospitals, everything was destroyed. And most of the intellectual people for rebuilding the country were gone, had all been executed. And my mom knew that there was just no opportunity for us to, for my sister and me, her children, to have any life of any quality in the country. So she made the brave decision to escape from Cambodia, which was another ordeal for us. We actually hired a human smuggler who helped our family get across the border. We had to go at night through the jungles of Cambodia, evading landmines in the area, and make it across the border to Thailand, going under the barbed wire fence and bribing people in order to just escape with our lives. And that's how we escaped Cambodia and got into the refugee camps in Thailand. Then once we arrived there, just a week after we arrived in the refugee camp in Thailand, our family was actually injured during a bombing in the camp. It was a pretty severe injury. My mom was probably one of the worst injured, and there was a Red Cross surgeon, a German surgeon, who was volunteering there in the camp, and he was triaging, trying to save the most lives, and he really didn't
hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment. We're telling the story of the killing fields of Cambodia, the escape of this one family. We'll be back in a moment.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Empire Irrigation in Greeley reminds you to salute the fighting men and women of the United States military. Let's make sure they know how much we appreciate them for putting their lives on the line. Our support can truly make a difference for our American heroes. This message is from Empire Irrigation at 2303 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Call them at 352-4000. That's 352-4000. They're proud to honor Staff Sergeant Thad Harvey for his service and for his dedication.
Did you see the size of that commission?
That certainly was a large commission.
Where's the gold?
It's a very, very big commission.
Where's the gold?
At your typical gold dealer, you get a lot less gold, and they get a lot more commission. At Patriot, we provide you with more gold and silver with what we like to call the single-digit markup. At Patriot, you get more gold for less.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan here, I guess this morning, is Dr. Bravery. He and she, of course, and her sister write the story of their family's escape. And, of course, this was just unbelievable. In 4 years, they killed a quarter of the population of Cambodia, and anybody who had an education was killed. And, of course, both the mother and her mother and father were educated, so they had to conceal who they were, conceal their background, because anybody with a degree, if you had been to college, you were automatically killed, set off to be tortured and killed. And this was going on while, of course, and our government knew it was going on, but they did nothing at all about that. And so basically, the families all there, many of them perished, but their family was able to escape into Thailand and get into a refugee camp. And where we left off, of course, there'd been a bombing at the camp, and the mother and that had been injured. And go right ahead. Pick up the story there, please.
Thank you, Dr. Monti, for giving me this chance to talk about our book, Soul of a Tiger. So as I was saying, our family had just escaped from Cambodia after surviving the Cambodian genocide and surviving the 4 brutal years of the killing field. And just 1 week after we arrived in the camp, there was a bombing in the camp, and my mom, my sister, and I were injured. My mom was probably the most severely injured of all the people who were injured. There was a wonderful German Red Cross surgeon who was volunteering there, and he was triaging to try to save as many lives as possible. And my mom was so severely injured with her abdominal wounds that they didn't think she would survive, so she was pushed to the side while all the other people were treated. I had injuries to the head, and my sister had injuries to her extremities. But amazingly, and this is really the miracle of God, after everyone was treated, they looked and saw that my mom was still alive. And that is just such a miracle. And it's also a testament to how God just works in miraculous ways. And so they operated on my mom, and they did a laparotomy, which is the incision down the belly, and removed the injured bowels and took care of what other internal injuries there were. But she was so debilitated after this that she wasn't able to even get out of bed and walk for a month after that. She was living in the little makeshift shelter recuperation area that the Red Cross had set up, and she wasn't able to even walk for a month after that. But one day, there was a group of young people who came to visit, and they came and they sat by the side of my mom's bed, and they sang these songs, and they prayed over her and laid their hands on her and prayed over her. And to be honest, she didn't understand a word they were saying because it was in English. But she heard the name of Jesus. And she didn't really know what they were talking about, but she could just feel the strength coming into her body. And the next day after that, she asked the nurse to help her try to get up and walk. And for the first time, she was able to actually just get out of bed. And that is the first time that we came to know Christ, and that's how we came to become Christian. After this, we spent a couple of years in the refugee camps in Thailand and the Philippines, and our family was sponsored to the United States by a Christian missionary group, and that's how we got to come to the United States, which is such an incredible blessing. I'm so grateful for this blessing.
I think those of us who live in America do not understand the privilege it is to be here. So actually, you came with the family. They're pretty destitute. But you went on to get a degree in medicine, didn't you? And you're actually practicing at the present time?
That's right. I went to medical school at Oregon Health Sciences, a wonderful, wonderful place. And I then did general surgery residency, and I'm a general surgeon. And I am so grateful. I thank God every day for that. Even that, I think, is a blessing and a miracle in itself. Because honestly, I used to be afraid of blood, and now I'm a surgeon. So that's the irony of God's humor, I suppose.
Well, you know, you see God's hand in helping your mother getting you through this. And sometimes, you know, in the world we live in, unless there's some sort of catastrophe, why people don't feel they need the God of God. I know as a physician practicing in community where I've lived for, oh, probably the last 65 years, why is the need of most of the doctors were not Christians. The only time they became Christians when they had a personal tragedy in their life. Maybe they got a divorce or someone they loved died, or maybe they got sued for malpractice. Whatever it was, there had to be a catastrophe, some sort of a major crisis that caused people to look beyond themselves, the comfortable society they lived in, beginning to look for God. And so we did have a small little band of Christians in this medical community. But of course, it was the tragedy of the escape from Cambodia and certainly the horrible life they led there, and that really caused the author, Shrey Rothbeath, to actually, she and her family to become Christians. And really, this really did change your whole outlook on the world, didn't it?
It absolutely did, Dr. Monteith. I really do walk by faith. I think that I would be nothing without God in my life, and I wouldn't even be alive. There's so many times. I mean, out of the 3 million people who died from either murder, execution, starvation, or disease during the Cambodian genocide, I'm alive, and that is just such a miracle. I'm so grateful, and I thank God for that. And that's partly what drives me to work hard, is that, you know, I really do believe that God gives us these talents or these blessings or these opportunities, and it's our job to take them and to multiply them and share them with the world. So that's part of the reason why I wrote this book, is to try to inspire people to have hope and to have faith in God and to never, ever give up on themselves and their dreams, because I believe that if God doesn't give up on you, you should never give up on yourself.
Amen. Well, the book is Soul of a Tiger. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question, why don't be bashful? The number to call is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Now, how can people get copies of your book?
Oh, lots of ways, Dr. Monteith. You can find Soul of a Tiger on Amazon.com. It's in book format, in Kindle format, on audiobook, so you can listen to it while you're driving. They can find it on BarnesandNoble.com. And then it can also check out our website, which is www.soulofatiger.com.
And, of course, the tiger was really her mother, who really, this is the story of her mother and this woman being basically in Cambodia. Why a woman was never to get an education. I mean, that was the way things were set up, because it was felt that if a woman had an education, then she wouldn't be subservient to her husband. So, of course, Shrey Rothbeath's mother actually stole money from her dad so she could take an entrance exam to get into college. Of course, the grandfather was very angry to begin with, but eventually he forgave his daughter, and she did get an education and was able to marry. And they were living, Cambodia was a wonderful country before the war, before this devastation. It was a country of... Could you tell our listeners a little bit about Cambodia and the way it was, your life in Cambodia before the Khmer Rouge came to power?
Cambodia is a beautiful, beautiful country with people are just so gentle and so kind, which is why such a stark contrast to the killing fields and the brutality and atrocities committed during the Cambodian genocide, because Cambodia was a country where If you were traveling from one city to another and you needed a place to stay, you just stopped, knock on someone's door and spend the night, and they would open their doors for you. They would feed you. They'd give you a wonderful dinner and invite you, because that's just the nature of the Cambodian people. Very warm, very friendly, very trusting. And all of that changed with the brutality of the Khmer Rouge War. people were just murdered. And I think that's one reason why this book is so important, is to remind people that these evil things can happen, that this is not an isolated event. When you look in our history of humankind and you look at the Holocaust or the Rwandan genocide, this happens and we can't forget it. We can't let this be forgotten, because when we forget our history, then we repeat it. So it's really sad, but it's something that's important to remember so that we don't repeat our history.
Well, now, what happened after you came to the United States? It must have been very difficult for you, really having nothing, almost nothing to live on, and for you to be able to then to get into college and medical school. And it's a long, arduous, and very difficult time.
I think it was probably the most difficult for my mom, because I was a child, and I think it's always easier for children. And my mom, who had come from Cambodia as an educated person, having been a teacher, and my father had been a government official, and when they came to the United States, they didn't speak a word of English. Cambodia used to be a French colony, so French was the official language. And it was difficult. It was hard economically, but we were just grateful, Dr. Monty, just so grateful just to be alive, when we thought about, the 3 million other people who died. And we were just grateful to have opportunities, because the United States is really, really, truly a country of opportunity. As long as you have two hands to work and 2 feet to walk and a mouth to speak and talk, you can do anything. You really can accomplish anything. And so my parents took any jobs that they could do. My mom worked as a housekeeper, cleaning at the nursing home, and then later as a housekeeper at the hospital, cleaning there. And in the evenings, she used to take jobs cleaning people's houses and doing yard work. She would hold 2 to 3 jobs at a time, Dr. Monteith. There's nothing that she was ashamed to do. As long as it was good, honest work, she did it. Because, just to have the opportunity to work was a blessing. And I'm so proud of my mom because of that. She refused to just lay down and die. She didn't say that this is it, She just did anything and everything she could that was honest and hard work, and did it so that she could give my sister and me the opportunity to have a better life. And that really is why she went through everything, going through the surviving the killing fields and not giving up in there, and surviving in the refugee camps, was so that my sister and I could have this opportunity. And I am so grateful.
And, of course, the mother actually held 2 or sometimes even 3 jobs just to keep the family going, and, so that they have sufficient funds for her children to get a good education. People living in America, we many times are very spoiled. People coming here from other countries, having seen the tragedy there, are willing to come and work very hard. And here, coming from that absolute abject poverty. Now, of course, our guest, Dr. Shrey Reed Key, is a physician, a surgeon, and has the opportunity to help others. But only because, America, at least in the past, has offered opportunity. The book is The Soul of a Tiger. And if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And the beautiful, kind country, gentle country of Cambodia, was turned into a killing field by the vicious communists that were there to transform society. The purpose behind communism was to transform society and simply to kill anyone with an education, because they wouldn't want to make the changes. They wouldn't want to transform society. And as incredible as it seemed, with a very, very small number of people who were well-armed and well-trained and were brutal, why they were able to totally destroy this gentle country and impose a ruthless dictatorship and kill 1/4 of the population in the killing fields of Cambodia. This is a fascinating book. We recommend it to you. Soul of a Tiger, a miraculous true story of a family who survived the Cambodian genocide. And I don't think most people really understand what happened or how horrible it was. But the book will give you an idea of what can happen when good people allow their government to be taken over by a small, well-organized, ruthless group. Well, could ever happen here, ladies and gentlemen, anything can happen when good people do nothing. All that's necessary for evil is violence. Good people is there. We'll be back in a moment. Our number is 877-254-7524.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Empire Irrigation in Greeley reminds you to salute the fighting men and women of the United States military. Let's make sure they know how much we appreciate them for putting their lives on the line. Our support can truly make a difference for our American heroes. This message is from Empire Irrigation at 2303 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Call them at 352-4000. That's 352-4000. They're proud to honor Staff Sergeant Thad Harvey for his service and for his dedication.
Did you see the size of that commission?
That certainly was a large commission.
Where's the gold?
It's a very, very big commission.
Where's the gold?
At your typical gold dealer, you get a lot less gold, and they get a lot more commission. At Patriot, we provide you with more gold and silver with what we like to call the single-digit markup. At Patriot, you get more gold for less.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning is Ray Reed Key. Her book, Soul of a Tiger, and it's the story of her family's escape from Cambodia following the killing fields. And basically, most Americans really don't know that much about what happened in Cambodia, a tragedy that unfolded there. I mean, it was a four-year period at which I just gotten out of Vietnam. Our men were pulled out 73, 74. The killing field started in 1975 and went on for 4 years. And certainly, but why didn't the people of Cambodia object? Why didn't they rise up against the tyrannical government and stop all of it? Why didn't the Cambodian people do anything to stop the atrocities that were taking place?
I think, Dr. Monteith, some of it was the element of surprise, and some of it was the aspect of fear. When good people are afraid, bad things can happen. When the Khmer Rouge took over, it was in April 1975, which was actually they took over the capital city, Phnom Penh, where my family was living. And that was the day that they took over through the government was on the New Year's celebration, which was this time that people were celebrating life and renewal. And the people just were not anticipating this. This was just, I suppose, a surprise because people were just not prepared for this. And when they did take over, the soldiers and tanks came through the city and just drove everyone out. They just forced everyone out of the city and said, you just have to get moving, get out of the city. We're taking you to a new place to relocate. And people were afraid. There were soldiers with guns. And my family, we just took whatever we could carry in our hands and literally started the march, the walk out of the capital city of Phnom Penh into the jungles, not knowing where we were going, what was going to happen, or what was, because there were soldiers with guns and people were just afraid. And no one really knew what was going to happen. No one anticipated that people would start getting murdered for the crime of being executed, because once they started organizing, they told people to tell the new regime what your former job was or occupation was, so that they could help relocate you to start doing your work again. And a lot of people would say, you know, I was a teacher, I was a doctor, and those people were all sent off to one other area where they were executed very brutally. And this really shows the miracle and the grace of God. My mom actually said, I'm a teacher, and the person who was filling out the paperwork looked at her, and then they pointed her out to go in the opposite direction, not with a group of educated people. She was sent with the farmers or the illiterate people, and she was kind of upset at the time because she didn't know what was going on. And she wanted to be with the educated people because she thought that she would get a new job in this new regime. And it wasn't until later she found out that everyone who was sent in the first group was executed. And that just shows you that, you know, the hand of God was in her life even before she knew him. And it's amazing how he works.
And it's so difficult for people to understand, but this was a planned program of killing anyone with an education. And so if you admitted you were a teacher, why, of course, were you over a doctor or a lawyer or something of that sort, you were just automatically executed. I mean, this terrible thing was going on under the leadership of President Jimmy Carter, the Christian president who did absolutely nothing, and they knew that they were slaughtering the people over there, and they killed, and for no reason at all, other than the fact that this was an effort to transform civilization, to transform society, and you did that by killing off the educated people. And Cambodia has never really recovered from that, has it?
I don't really think so, because the entire infrastructure was destroyed. So much of the culture was destroyed. The artists, the trained musicians and classical dancers were all killed and executed. And so much of the treasures of the country were just looted and destroyed. I don't really see that it'll ever be what it was before. And certainly people who live with those experiences, I'd say most are not as fortunate as my family has been. And the effects are lasting, you know, as you go through PTSD and the depression and symptoms, or even the guilt of surviving your family members who were killed. So I think that it's a long way from recovery, and I think it's really sad.
And of course, they didn't just kill them. They tortured them before they killed them. Totally ridiculous from our point of view, but not from their point of view. And basically, first they referred to it as the killing field, and a quarter of the population was simply exterminated under the Christian regime of Jimmy Carter in Washington, D.C. And basically, suddenly the tragedy that permeated that part of the world is really unparalleled. But of course, suddenly those did escape to Thailand. There were Christian missionaries there trying to help out. And fortunately, there was a Christian group that actually sponsored Dr. Key and her family to coming to the United States. And did many of the Cambodians actually get to the United States? Many of the refugees get here? Or was it pretty unusual to be able to get out of Thailand to the United States?
It was unusual, and it was a miracle, Dr. Monteith, because so many people, the majority of people, didn't get sponsored out of the refugee camps. And when the camps eventually closed in the 1980s, they were all returned back after having spent many years living in destitute conditions in the poverty of the refugee camps. Then they were returned to Cambodia and had to start again rebuilding with nothing. So we were one of the very few fortunate, and I don't know why we got to be so blessed, but we are, and I am grateful, and that's why I work so hard to try to multiply the blessings and to share them.
And of course, the book really, of course, goes into the background with the influence of Christianity, which of course was able to transform Dr. Key's life. And of course, Christianity then is the guiding thing in her life today. And I think a lot of people, you know, living in the comfort of this country, don't think that they need Christianity. I think we all need Christianity, don't you?
I absolutely do. I would be nothing. I wouldn't be alive today. My family was so severely injured during the bombing of the refugee camps. I had head injuries, and so many other children and adults were killed during the killing field. So I say it's by the grace of God that I'm alive today, and that's why I'm happy to sing his praises.
And is your mother still living, or has she passed on?
She is. She's a vibrant, healthy 70-year-old. I am so proud of her. She worked for many, many years. I don't know, 25, 30 years, cleaning in the, working as a housekeeper. And now she's retired, and I'm very proud of her. She goes back to Cambodia often and does mission work in her home village. And I'm so proud of her.
Well, we'll be back in a moment if you have a question or comment. Why, our telephone number is 877-254, 7524, 877-254, 7524. Give us a call if you have a question.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Avoid being bitten by the cold and flu bug by increasing your body's own defense system. Call me, Julie Formby, Certified Master Herbalist, for a free 15-minute phone consult and save 20% off three powerful products that protect you against colds, flu, bacterial infections, viral outbreaks, and will drive down fevers. Your free New Vitality consult and a 20% product discount is for a limited time. Call 970-203-9540. That's 970-203-9540.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest this morning, of Dr. Gravy T. Her book, Soul of a Tiger, it's a miraculous true story of a family who survived the Cambodian genocide. And it's fascinating reading. It's a tragic when you realize that these things really happened. Sydney, the average American never thinks of the Cambodian. Oh, we have a call. Who's calling in?
I'm Daniel calling from Rerich, and I just had a question about in Cambodia, what was the percentage of the population that was Christian before 1975 and the percentage now of Christians, and what we can do to help support the growth of the church there?
Okay, basically, what is the influence of Christianity in Cambodia? Were there Christians before the killing field? And what about today? And what could Americans do if they were concerned about Cambodia? Did you get the question?
Yes, Dan, that's a fantastic question. Before the killing field, Cambodia was probably 99% Buddhist. There are very, very, very few Christians in Cambodia. But now I think the door has been opened for people to come in and to witness. I don't know what the percentage is. It's still very small because it's still predominantly a Buddhist country, but it's growing. And there are some wonderful, wonderful mission groups who are doing everything they can to testify, to share the word. And there are so many opportunities. I mean, if you just ask at your church, they can probably hook you up for opportunities. And it really is true that faith without works is meaningless, because when we testify to people about our faith, but we don't show love in our actions, it's a little bit harder for people to really understand the love of Christ. And when we show our love through people who go there to Cambodia's missionaries to witness, or who support those missionaries, I mean, just something like having a Bible in Cambodian, that is really difficult to get. They're expensive, and it's hard, and just supporting people to be able to get Bibles that are written in the Cambodian language so people can read the word and the scripture, that is extraordinary. Either that or support missionaries who are going there. It's really difficult for the lay pastors who are trying to start churches there, but there is the movement, and anything you can do to support those missionaries, whether helping to buy Bibles in Cambodian or helping to support those missionaries, any of that is really needed.
Thank you.
I'll be praying for them. And is there, do you know, missionary groups that we can send financial support to?
Absolutely. I'll get the information, send it to Dr. Monfils Cho, and then we can get you the information that way.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Welcome.
And any other people would like to call in? Our number is 877-254-7524, but I'm sure Cambodia is for the a great mission field today. Well, there's still mission fields all throughout the world, but of course it was simply a group of people praying around the bed of Dr. Key's mother that actually began to move them towards Christianity from certainly the traditional religion of Cambodia. But this area of the world will probably never, it'll be many generations before they're able to simply overcome the fact that there was an organized effort to kill anyone with an education. This is really part of this whole experiment that's taking place today. How do you reconstitute society? And you reconstitute it by destroying the previous society and bringing in a new one. They're doing it very slowly here in America, as we are turning from our traditions of individual freedom under God towards increasingly becoming a godless society. We send our children to school today where they are actively programmed to disbelieve in God. That's the purpose of education, is to destroy Christianity, and the average individual doesn't understand that there really is an organized effort to destroy the traditional American values built upon Christianity and to replace them with a belief in the state, the all-powerful state. And Sydney, I'm sure you probably see these things happening, Dr. Key, and this is my concern, this is why I do what I do, trying to get people to understand the wonderful country we live in and how we're going to lose this unless, of course, we, of course, become involved and understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought for the souls of men, and there is an organized effort on the part of very, very powerful people. to destroy the Christian foundation of our country. But what's the message you'd like to leave with our people listening to this program across Colorado and Wyoming today?
I think the big message of the book Soul of a Tiger is that trust in God. He is so good. And even in the ugliest of circumstances, in the worst, most destitute situations, that all of us will find ourselves at some point in our life, even if you don't live in a third world country, even if you live in a beautiful country like the United States, we all have challenges where we go through heartbreak or disappointment or betrayal. Just trust in God and know that He will pull you through. Never, ever give up on yourself, because God doesn't give up on you.
Amen to that. And for those people who do not know God, I feel very sorry for them, because I think we're moving into a very, very difficult time, very difficult period. I've been at this for 50 years, and I see us moving towards the climax of history, at least the history of our nation. And so if you're out there in the listening audience, you don't have a personal relationship with our Lord, I hope that you will, and I think that you'll find that this book, The Soul of a Tiger, will help to actually bring you into a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, Dr. Key, I want to thank you so very much for being with us. And if you have a parting thought for us, and then we'll let you go.
I would say thank you so much, Dr. Monteith, for giving me the opportunity to talk about our book, Soul of a Tiger. I encourage all listeners to check it out. It is encouraging. It's inspiring. And I would say trust in God for all things. He is a God who can do all things. So thank you.
Thank you so very much for being with us. And again, the book, Soul of a Tiger. Fascinating book, fascinating reading. And it's an important story that you we'll need to know, and we must never forget what happened in Cambodia. And we'll be back in a moment to wrap up the program here at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Jensen Arms says, if you only have one life to live, why not get the most out of it? There's no need to make yourself sick, dependent, and useless. Yet so many do this to themselves each day by using drugs. Let's give life a chance. Drugs are never the answer. And this message is sponsored by Jensen Arms. They're working proudly with KHNC radio station to bring you this important message. That's Jensen Arms saying, keep your radio tuned right here.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our interview with Dr. Sravith Key this morning on her book, The Soul of a Tiger. It's a very, very touching book, and a message which I think we should all read, but of course it will tend to draw you closer to our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the reason that they really wrote the book, not only to tell the story of the mother, but also the fact that hopefully this book will draw people into a personal relationship with our Lord. And, of course, this is the time when I need to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're out there in the listening audience and you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. As you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio a day, and certainly we're just trying to get people to understand that we're involved in the spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And we're under attack. There's an organized effort to destroy Christianity. That's why, certainly, the U.S. military in both Afghanistan and Iraq imposed governments there under Sharia law, and the people didn't want to be under Sharia law. I mean, the people are Muslim, but they don't want to live under a government that pushes Sharia law, but we imposed it on them. Why? Because we're backing, of course, this radical Islamic movement throughout the world. We funded it for years. I mean, after you have to have an enemy. If you don't have an enemy, how are you going to have a war with terrorism? How are you going to justify increasing the power of government over the lives of the people? How can you justify listening to every telephone call in the United States and throughout the world and tracking all the emails and faxes all throughout the world with the wonderful electronic technology we have? Oh, we're pretending it's from the terrorists. But ladies and gentlemen, we're financing the terrorists in Syria. Don't you understand? We finance communism from its inception. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it and read it. And you can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We funded communism. We funded the Nazis. And you need to get the book America's Nazi Secret, written by John Loftus, who had a security clearance three levels above top secret. That's John Loftus. And give my series of interviews with him, The War Against the Jews. It's a 4-CD set. We funded the Nazis before, during, and after the war. Why? Well, you got to have an enemy. And if you don't have an enemy, how can you fight a war? And so all during the war, why American oil company Exxon was supplying the oil for the Nazi submarines that were sinking our ships. And people say this couldn't be true. The books are out there, ladies and gentlemen, books like America's Nazi Secret or Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler. And then, of course, the book on Hitler's Escape. We actually have a 4-CD set, Hitler's Escape. Yes, Hitler escaped to South America with the full help and support of people at the highest level of the American government. Why? Because Adolf Hitler was deeply involved in the occult, and so were the leaders of this country. And it's all part of the movement towards world government. We carry the book Grey Wolf, the book of Hunting Hitler by Jerome Corsi. And I think that's being suppressed. The last thing they want is for the American people to understand that Adolf Hitler and the Nazis escaped to South America. But we do actually have the 4-CD set on Operation Paperclip, going into how we helped the tens of thousands of Nazi war criminals escape to South America. Nazi war criminals came to America and lived comfortable lives here. Why? Because the people who controlled America at that time and control it today are deeply involved in the occult. And if you don't get involved in this battle, you're going to be defeated. My number is 1-800-544-8897. 1-800-544-8897. Till tomorrow.